This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Hope Day, 8:40 in the morning. 1 week till the inauguration and time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
Well, and don't forget, it's a three-day weekend, Sarah.
What?
Well, we have Martin Luther King Jr. Day off, don't we?
I would think we do.
Do we?
It didn't even occur to me. I forgot all about MLK Day. Are you telling me it's a three-day weekend?
I don't know if I'm telling you that.
I'm going to say my contract has that.
Does it?
Yup.
Nicole, can you go look at that calendar?
It doesn't matter what it says in there. It's in my contract. Yeah, contract people. Yeah, this is the morning show.
I'll be right back.
Okay,
check. All right, let's check.
I think we got it off.
I have it in my notes, but let me check.
Yeah. Check in your notes.
I mean, I don't.
I think you might be right. I didn't even think of that.
I don't know.
Dang, I could use a three-day weekend. It's only been a week and a half since vacation. Could really use a three-day weekend.
Anyway, can I get my thingy again, please?
Yeah, you got it. The Radio Alice Report.
I love you right now.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Stream Alice 97.3 all day long with the Radio.com app. We get texts all day, every day, about new people discovering the joys of Radio.com. They love it. It works so smooth and easy and beautifully. You will love it, too. Get radio.com and enjoy radio wherever you and your phone go.
Yeah.
In particular, Alice. That's what really they built that radio.com app for, is the
for
Alice
us,
radio
basically.
Station and for Sarah and Vinny. Right, exactly.
We're just so generous. We allow other radio stations to be on there. So.
Right.
You're welcome.
You can jump our train, other radio stations. Just stay in the back cars.
Mm-hmm. It's the caboose for you.
Right. All right, so here's what's happening. First of all, I believe the impeachment vote is happening as we speak. I've been looking for the results, and I keep getting live. Click this for the live, and I really don't want to watch that. So we don't have the results yet, but they're voting right now in the House. The impeachment vote is on. There's that.
And we have Martin Luther King off.
Yeah!
Yay!
And the crowd goes wild!
The crowd goes wild.
I checked the office, but that said year 2020, and then I checked the email, and it says year 2021, and it's still on there. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yay! We can all thank my wife for this celebration. She texted me and said, "Are you off on Monday?" And I went, "I don't know. Let me find out."
You know, thank you, Dusty, Christina. I would say it hadn't even crossed my mind, and I would have been pretty pissed if I woke up on Monday and did a show and then afterward went, "Wait, what? What now? Hold on."
Thanks, Christina.
Yeah, Christina rules. Make sure Jane knows. I'm sure she knows.
I'm sure she knows now.
Hi, Jane. Good morning.
Hi, Jane.
Happy Hump Day. Happy Hump Day. Happy Hump Day. Happy Hump Day.
All right. So, on with the news. The California post-holiday surge is here. They say the good news is it's not nearly as bad as the Thanksgiving surge that swamped hospitals and led to new shelter-in-place orders. So that's great news.
It is.
It was the biggest fear that we would be out on Christmas and out on New Year's and find ourselves filling the look. The hospitals are still overwhelmed. They're still strained.
Yep.
But the good news is it's better than they feared. And we're also working hard to get the vaccine to the people. We're way behind on that one as well. And that's the push now for these mass COVID-19 vaccination sites. We now have some in the Bay Area, or they're at least working on confirming that these will be used. Initially, statewide, we'd heard that Dodger Stadium would get used, Petco Park in San Diego would get used. In Sacramento, they'd use Cal Expo Fairgrounds as a vaccinating. And this includes, like, it would start out with just frontline workers. So they're still working off these tiers, mm-hmm. but these are places where the masses can go to get their vaccine. So... Disneyland has now been added to the list of mass vaccination sites, and they're looking here in the Bay Area at San Mateo County. They say the event center, I believe that's the San Mateo Event Center. Is that right by the racetrack?
I don't know.
Is
the Cow Palace even still there?
The Cow Palace is still there.
It's still there. Yeah,
that's not San Mateo though.
No, but I mean, you know, it's San Mateo County, isn't it?
I don't know.
I guess it is, isn't it? Is it Diddy City? Let's see.
I don't know where it is.
Yeah, that's one of those weird
yeah.
spots. Alameda County, it looks like they want to establish a mass vaccination site at the Ring Central Coliseum. I went, where's that?
Well, where is it?
It's probably where the A's play, but who knew it was now called Ring Central? I didn't know that. These sponsorship changes are really...
What's Ring Central?
Well, it has to be Ring, the doorbell.
Oh, right, the Nest thing, right, or whatever it is, right.
Right? I think.
So Cal Palace is in Daly City, which is San Mateo County.
Oh, okay, cool. Look at you go, Sarah.
We'll do it there, because I like the Cow Palace.
You're not only the mayor of Mill Valley, you know about the peninsula as well.
Well, except that I didn't know what town it was in, or where exactly it was located, or even if it was in San Mateo County. But other than that, I knew it existed. Thank you.
In Santa Clara County, they're hoping to make Levi's Stadium a mass vaccination site. The 49ers have already offered it, and they're also considering Avaya Stadium, which, if you don't know, is right by the San Jose Airport. So... I used to see it all the time when I would go and pick up my mom. So anyway, those are all hopeful spots where we'll be able to go and get vaccinated. And I don't know if that's going to be a drive-through, but it seems like it could be.
It seems like that would be the safest way.
Just as easy as getting a stick up your nose, you get, you know, clear your arm and get your
shot.
That's
what I'm looking for, things that happen like that. Because nobody, look, you can't gather. So you can have it. But basically what they're looking for is big parking lots. Because we're not all going to go in there and sit in seats and wait our turn, are we?
No, I don't think so. In fact, I told you I went to get my flu shot late last year, early in the season. Mm-hmm. They said you should do this, and I went and got it. But I was in the Walgreens for 40 minutes thinking, well, I'm catching COVID here for sure. I mean, you just can't wait around like this.
But at least I won't get the flu.
Stupid.
Yikes.
I wanted to hit this real quick because I mentioned it last hour, or last break, I should say, and we got some texts on it, and I thought, what an interesting, weird thing that I'm sitting here talking to my mom at the dinner table, and I go, you know, it occurs to me, I've never seen a picture of you as a kid. And she goes, oh, you haven't? Why not? I'm like, I don't know. You got to show that stuff to people. You got to put that up.
She had it with her?
She had them in her phone, so she must have taken pictures of them, or my brother might have fixed them and made them digital. For whatever reason, she now has
some. Well, that'll be great, because now she can send them all to you and you have them.
But as I thought about it, I realized that's a weird thing to just not have ever seen your mom or your dad as a kid. I didn't even think of my dad. You're the one that mentioned it, and I went, oh, yeah, I haven't seen him either.
My mom is a twin. and my Uncle Billy, rest in peace. So they were the same age, obviously. They're twins. Uh-huh. And they have all these creepy photos of them. Like, I've seen a few. Sorry, Mom, I've never mentioned to you before that I find them creepy. But they're, you know, they're all gussied up, and they're in these black and white photos, like in sepia tone stuff. It, like, looks old. And their arms are straight by their side. My mom's got, like, a flower and a weird look in her eye. Like, there are these weird
pictures. Oh, my God.
Of them.
They're horror movie photos.
They're horror movie twins, for sure. They're just really...
Yikes! Yeah, I don't know. I know the earliest pictures of my parents were them married, you know, getting married, the wedding. Yeah. My dad had a muscle car, a red GTO. You know that spot in L.A.? Because he joined the Marines, and he ended up here in California. Uh-huh. That's how our family started as Californians. And I was born here. There's the place in L.A. where all the palm trees are. It's in videos. They line the street.
Yeah, yeah. Like
they're
Hollywood
in music
Boulevard
videos,
or something.
Whatever it is.
Right.
My dad took her up there. He parked his GTO all waxed up, put her on the hood, and took a photo of her. So I'm like, I look at the picture. I'm like, oh, my mom is like a little sex
kitten.
Yes. I'm like, gross, Dad, you sicko.
Because you were telling us your mom's pretty built, you know?
I never said that once, ever.
You did.
No. Oh,
how
no.
How else would I know? You said you couldn't believe how big her boobs were.
No, I've never.
You did.
Oh, my God. I'm
you did say it.
Right now.
You just don't want to say it now because your mom's in the other room.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what a frame job looks like. No, Thank you.
How else would I know that?
You told me. Listen to me. I still don't know that.
How do you know that? Because you told me.
No.
Yep.
No!
How? Sandy! Oh! She's hot in my hair, letting it all hang out. She's a friend. How?
That is a good song, but please never play that in relation to my mom ever again.
Every time
again.
I say
Thank
Sandy
you.
From now on, no. Get that theme music going. She's a little bombshell on Dad's GTO. Come over to Vinny's house because she's
anyway,
a
Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Let me just do a couple of these before I do a story. In my 50s, I have one photo of my mom around 3 years old and none of my dad. Sad face.
Yeah,
I have a picture of my grandma when she was 3 months old in 1891.
Wow. Damn.
510. Haven't seen pics of my mom as a child. The reason is my grandmother had to leave those things behind after my grandfather ditched the family.
Oh, my God. They're treasured memories. You're lucky if you have them. You're lucky to be able to look at those things. I can't wait till your mom's next birthday when you put up a picture of her as a three-year-old. It's going to be great.
Anyway, I'm still mad at you. You think you're off the
hook? Oh, please. You can't be mad at me. I know it because of you. Be mad at yourself.
No,
direct your anger in the right direction.
Yourself.
Inwardly.
Let's all be mad at you, including you.
I'm not mad at ourselves.
I'm just repeating what someone told me.
No one told you that ever.
Yes, he did. Couldn't believe it, the size of the bras. Him and his brother would each sit in one cup. Like little teacups.
Do it to yourself. Never happened.
True. And that would really hurt to do it to yourself. Just you, Vinny. You and no one.
Some of the texters are confirming Sarah's story.
Yeah, thank you. They know. That's how they know. Everybody knows about your mom.
Nobody ever has said this. And the fact that people will back up Sarah's lies is not a surprise.
Right.
They're called the minions for a reason.
You call them the minions. They're not like called that. You call them that.
No.
They're called that.
Your mom sizzles.
Yeah, she does, Vin. Congratulations on having a hot mom.
All right, we're going to break, and then I will come back, and I know I didn't do any stories. I apologize, but I will come back and do your texts on the other side after these.
Looking forward to it.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.